Well, obviously a great win for us on the road. You know, a huge 3 points in terms of the CCHA standings right now, and more than anything, just a great road effort. You know, you talk about coming into a hostile environment, a tough place to play like this, and against a team that's ranked number 7 in the country that came into the night first place in our league, and to get the kind of win that we did and play as well as we did for most of the nights, I'm just proud of the guys right now.
Notre Dame, you set it 7th in the nation and first inside the CCHA. Do you think it's a confidence booster for Ferris State Hockey Club?
Absolutely. And you know what? I think really we've had some good confidence ever since that game against Minnesota Duluth at Christmas. Yeah. We've really kind of put together a string of some good hockey games here. And, obviously, hopefully we can keep it going moving forward. But, you know, we've done a lot of the little things right. We've played hard. We've played well. You know, we've played with good discipline and good composure. And, that starts just from our leadership on down. You know, Kyle Bonus, obviously, 2 goals tonight. But beyond that, you know, just the group of seniors and more experienced players we have, they've really helped us put together, a good string of games here since Christmas time.
Dominic Panetta has not scored a collegiate goal in his career. He gets a goal last Saturday at home, the game winner. He scores again today at Notre Dame, the game winner. 2 goals in 2 games and 2 game winners. He's got to be smiling ear to ear down there.
Absolutely, I'm sure he is. He's a guy with always has a smile on his face to start with. So I'm sure it's just a little bigger tonight. And you know what? Good for him to score those 2 huge goals for us in those back to back games. Like you said, it's kind of amazing since he had never had one. Yeah. And what a great finish for him for the game winner tonight. And just a huge goal. And it couldn't go to a more hardworking guy. So it's great to see a kid who worked so hard on and off the ice, have the success the last couple of games that he's had. And beyond that, I think his line has played well, too. You know, you look at Dakota Kletcha, Nate Milam, those guys that have been playing together there. Buzzio was with them for a little while before that. And they've really been a high-energy group for us. It's brought a lot to the table. And finally, the last couple of games now that's showing up on the scoreboard as well.
Ferris State with 4 consecutive wins and 6 of their last 7. You guys got to be pretty happy at the state of your hockey club right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the guys have, like you said, ever since that Christmas tournament, we've really put together some good games, and we're doing it the right way. We're not having to pull games out, winning games that maybe we shouldn't. We're playing pretty strong hockey at this point, and hopefully now moving forward we can continue that. And, obviously Notre Dame's an excellent team, and they have some highly, highly skilled players. And, they're a big team and an older team, and we're going to have our work cut out for us tomorrow night, so we'll have to get back to the drawing board and, see what we can do for that.
Eric Alexander, your thoughts on the scuffle he had in front of the Notre Dame bench, getting a 10-minute misconduct and kind of, I would say, almost hurting the team. Luckily, the Bulldogs still pulled it out, though.
Right. That's a tough one. I mean, we'll have to go back and watch the video, but I know he had I think his argument was there is that he felt he was kicked, which obviously in hockey is a
big problem.
Yeah, so I don't know. I personally didn't see it, so it's tough, from the viewpoint I had, and we'll have to go back and consult the video. But still, no matter what happens in a hockey game, you have to keep your composure, and you have to, you have to stay disciplined. And that's how we've been successful the last few weeks, is really, really playing disciplined hockey. And then, our penalty kill's been good when we need it, but we don't want to have to rely on that too much. And you have to, no matter what the situation is and what you feel might have happened or what didn't happen, you have to keep your composure. And certainly, and Eric's an older guy for us, and he understands that. So, we missed him for a little while there, but luckily, we were able to kill those penalties off and come out with the win.
It's the John Sautamona postgame show. Dogs win 3-1. We're talking with assistant coach Dave Sensor right now. A big win over the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, but coach 1-for-4 on the power plays. Ferris State today. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and the one was a huge one to get us, even up that hockey game. And for the most part, I think, overall our special teams have been pretty good as of late. And, it's just the power play, no exception. And that top group especially, that's the boat line of Bonus, Olette, and Garrett Thompson. And then, we kind of rotate some D. They've been really, really good. And, you kind of wondered, missing Scott Zarnausen, who's a huge, huge part of that power play and a huge part of everything we do. So obviously, you kind of have your fingers crossed that things are going to keep going well. But tonight, I thought for the most part, we really had all of our power plays. We really had some good sustained pressure and some pretty good scoring chances.
Final question for you, Coach. Ferris State has the game 2 of the 2-game series upcoming here versus Notre Dame Fighting Irish tomorrow night. Thoughts on how the Bulldogs walk away with the series sweep?
Yeah, like I said, it's going to be really, really tough, Dom. It's not, out of the realm of possibility, but we're going to have to bring our best possible effort tomorrow night. And the Notre Dame now, they've lost, I think, 5 in a row, and they're on a bit of a skid here, and they're going to come. It's going to be a last stand type game for them. And we're going to have to come with that same mentality, and we're going to have to be ready to fight, for 60 minutes or maybe more than that. And it's going to take, every guy we have, And, you know, we're going to have to be very focused with that, you know, all the systems things, you know, doing the small things successfully that we have been doing. But beyond that, you know, you can never guarantee a win, but you can always guarantee an effort. And we have to make sure we guarantee that that effort is good tomorrow night, because we're going to have our hands full.
Coach, as always, thanks for joining us on the show, and best luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Tom.
Dave Sensor, assistant coach.